Hello, everyone. Welcome to Talking Logistics, where we have conversations with thought leaders and newsmakers in the supply chain logistics industry. It's my great pleasure to welcome to today's program Sunny Catlett, who is Senior Vice President of Operations for Henry Logistics. And today we're going to talk about the role of technology in a logistics partner's strategy and value proposition. Now, what do shippers look for in a logistics partner? Well, operational excellence, of course. But beyond that, shippers today are also looking for they're looking for technology capabilities. They're looking for timely and accurate data and insights, as well as business intelligence and analytics capabilities from their logistics partners. So what factors are driving these new expectations? You know, how are logistics providers responding? And what capabilities are most important today, particularly from a transportation management system standpoint? Well, those are some of the questions we're going to kind of discuss in today's episode. It's great to have Sunny on the program to kind of share his insights and perspective on this topic. So, Sunny, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for the invite, Adrian, and hello to all the Talking Logistics audience. Looking forward to the discussion today.
Great, great. Well, so, Sunny, you're a new guest out here on Talking Logistics, and like I always like to do whenever we bring someone new on the program, I'm always curious how people get involved in this industry to begin with. So, before we kind of dive into the topic, why don't you tell us briefly a little bit about your career path, how and why you got involved with, supply chain logistics, and what your current role and responsibilities are there at Henry Logistics?
Okay. Let's start maybe with the last one. That's probably the easiest one. So, as you mentioned, I'm the Senior Vice President of Operations at Henry Logistics. Henry's probably a new name to some of your audience, but Henry Logistics is YRCW's newest operating company that we launched late last year. In December of 2018. And really our objective at Henry is to blend the assets of our fleet. So we have approximately 14,000 tractors, 44,000 trailers in our asset-based fleet at Holland, New Penn, Redaway, and YRC Freight. So we really seek to blend those assets with our tech stack and our non-asset services that we offer. So that's our new company. As far as how I got into the industry, it seems like as I travel around, a lot of folks that I talk to and meet with had a relative or knew somebody in the industry, and I really came at it from a completely different angle. And really, it was by luck and by accident that I ended up in logistics. I had actually started with a consulting firm, and right before I got started, they had to pull back that position when that economy took that first dip in the early 2000s. And at the same time, Yellow Transportation was creating some new roles. I went over and talked to those folks, fell in love with the culture and the people there. And here we are 17 years later, and I've worked within that, within the YRCW family for 17 years, I think, five or six of the different companies, and now on to our newest one with Henry Logistics. So that's my my story.
That's great. You know, I always joke because I think that is one of the most common answers I get is that, they got into this field by accident, and in many ways I got into it by accident as well. I mean, I'm an engineer by background, as I always say, and, various twists and turns, got me into the industry ultimately. And now I've been at it for 20 years myself. So, but it's a great, if you're going to have an accident, if you're going to land in a career by accident, this is not a bad one to get into. So
never a dull one.
Never a dull one. That's for sure. So let's talk a little bit now about, Henry, logistics. Like you mentioned, YRC Worldwide announced this just a few weeks ago, back in December, 2018. So I guess the first question is, what factors led to this creation of this new new business, and what is the role of technology in the overall strategy and value proposition of Henry Logistics?
Okay, yeah. So, obviously this isn't a decision that anybody in our industry makes suddenly. It starts with an idea and it gets nurtured. For us, luckily we've had two visionary CEOs, so James Welch and now Darren Hawkins, that really looked at the space and decided that this is a direction we needed to go. And really kind of the things that lead to that is, all of our decisions at YRCW start with the customer and looking at the needs that they have and what's going on with them. I mean, we all experience it in our current jobs where we have to wear multiple hats. That's also applicable to our customers. You look at what's going on in the environment with regulatory changes constantly happening. Weather events seem to be getting worse and worse. Pricing fluctuations capacity issues. Our customers are really stretched absolutely to the max. And what they're looking for, as we talk to them, is somebody that really can bring them one-stop shop, you know, that is backed by assets, that is backed by technology. So we kind of had, you know, one aspect of it, our customers are telling us, hey, we need somebody that can provide everything to us from an asset to a TMS platform. We also looked at it because we were running some asset light divisions already within our organizations. We do a lot of research and surveys of our customers. We found out that with our asset light services we were already running, we had a 95% net order rate. So it really told us that we were on to something and we had things that our customers were asking more of. And then I'd say the last thing, we really look at kind of the market and see what our competitors are doing. And our competitors are moving more to an asset light, asset hybrid type model. So you had all these things going on. We looked around and said, you know, do you buy or do you build? And that's a common theme when, you know, an asset heavy company decides to get into the asset light side or the hybrid model. And we looked around and were really just quite honest with ourselves and said, you know, between our four asset heavy companies, we have hundreds of years of experience, good and bad. We have logisticians that have been around for a long period of time that understand what cutting edge is. And we really looked at it and said, we have the people right here in-house to go ahead and build this model out and not buy it. So we looked, we said, hey, now's the right time. You know, let's put our focus in what we do best. We are a North American surface carrier at YRCW. And, you know, between our assets and our drivers, we said, let's really build on that. And that's what our brokerage really focuses on, is really that North American service piece, combining it with a lot of technology.
Yeah, no, that's great. I mean, I like that you began with kind of the customer demand side of things and what customers are looking for. I know when I talk to a lot of shippers, you know, over the past few years, you know, they've always said, you know, we're looking for, you know, a set of services coupled with technology, coupled mm-hmm. with, you know, consulting, or, you know, just, you know, insights and advice on how to, you know, navigate through what's happening in the market. Certainly, yeah. You know, 2018 was a very challenging year from a transportation, you know, standpoint. And I think a lot of shippers really were looking for ways that, you know, to find capacity, and they were looking for really unique models and opportunities to, you know, partner up with entities that could bring, you know, a breadth and depth, you know, to, yep. to different solutions, you know, out there. And at the end of the day, that resulted in, I think, looking for, you know, capacity, looking for technology and insights and visibility, you know, to do that. And then bringing in, you talked about the people that you bring to the table, you know, bringing in that knowledge and expertise, you know, particularly when you have that longevity in the market. So it seems like, you know, all those pieces came together for you guys to really, you know, move forward on this. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, the technology now, particularly the TMS solution that you implemented. I mean, what was some of the key attributes or capabilities that you were looking for to kind of support this strategy?
Yeah, so when we think of TMS, there's kind of two aspects of it for us. There's kind of a customer-facing TMS platform, and then we've got our pure brokerware back-end TMS platform. So I would say from a front-end customer standpoint, what we really were focusing on was a TMS platform that we could build out for customers of our current asset-based company. Because today, when a customer wanted to engage one of our asset brands, they had to do it individually. So back to our kind of conversation on the one-stop shop place is, we have built what we call My Henry TMS, which is a web-based platform that blends all of our asset carriers with our non-asset solution. And the customer now can come in one place and purchase any of our services from a menu, much like a lot of the 3PL TMS platforms that are out there. But for us, we really optimize our own assets and asset light to do that. We also have, kind of in that same vein, is what we call Camp Henry, which we're very excited about, which is really a dual CRM productivity model. And we think we're probably the only ones in the industry doing this. And we're very excited about it. Customer response has been outstanding. And what this is, Camp Henry is a corporate account management portal, and it look at it like a dual CRM access platform. So all of our businesses, we have a CRM platform internally facing where we can host our customer records, customer notes, sales can do pipelines, case management, et cetera. What Camp Henry does is it takes all of that from our perspective along with our customer. We both can mutually access this platform and work cases together. They can put notes, we can put notes. If there's an issue or an opportunity, an RFP, we can build A3s around that. We can make sure that things get across the finish line, whereas, you know, in a lot of sales situations or account situations, things can often die and fall off, and you come back and have another meeting and realize that something didn't get accomplished. So through CAMP, we hold each other accountable, and then it also is an access platform to our BI stack where we do all of our route optimizations, scorecarding, et cetera, that our customers can access through one portal. And then you kind of look at the back-end TMS piece, which is probably the trickiest piece, because for us, our back-end TMS is the backbone of everything that we do, right? It feeds our front-end TMS and our Camp Henry portal. So for us, we looked around at all the different brokerwares that were out there. We ultimately decided to go with 3G TMS platform, and really because it was for a few reasons. One, 3G was in a space that allowed us to basically be a big fish in a little pond. They were very flexible and agile with getting us off the ground and helping us build it out. But they had a couple aspects that were really attractive to us, and one was the robust rating engine, because with us running five lines of service through our brokerage, we had to have a rating engine that could house all of those and then present rates back to our customer through our My Henry portal. And then they've got the ability to, for our big and bulky segment, so we're really through Henry Logistics getting into the big and bulky final mile piece. The way their brokerware was set up, it allowed us to segment out that business and really pick between first mile, middle mile, and final mile. So pretty robust platform, but it was really what we needed to be able to customize our business and allow it to grow with us.
Well, great points. I mean, you touched upon something that was going to be my next question. And you know, earlier you talked about, hey, do we buy or do we build, you know, this mm-hmm. operation, if you will. You know, it's a similar type of thing when it comes to kind of technology, particularly for, you know, a TMS. It's often for a logistics service provider, it has been a build versus buy, you know, the decision. I mean, ultimately, you know, what led you to kind of go with, you know, 3G TMS? I mean, you named some capabilities there, but is it because you felt you could go faster to market, you know, going with a partner that already had some capabilities there that can help you innovate faster? I mean, what were some of the key things that ultimately said, hey, you know, it sounds like you already had that build versus buy decision earlier on in terms of the business aspect yeah. of it. Was that also a decision here when it came to this part of the TMS?
Yeah, it really was. So, you know, that build or buy decision, and you know, it faces us in a lot of different aspects when you're getting a brokerage up off the ground. So we looked at it and said, hey, we're going to have multiple TMS platforms, customer facing and then our back end piece. So we did both build and buy. So we looked at our customer facing piece. We really wanted to control that UI, that UX. So there's where we decided to build. So we were heavily involved in the development on the front end of that through a couple strategic partners. But when you get to the back end piece, you know, we looked at a number of different brokerwares. I know I mentioned that earlier. We looked at a number of them that were multi-tenant products that were very expensive. They weren't very agile and they weren't very flexible or dynamic with what we actually needed. So we decided to build the front end, the customer facing TMS, but we decided to buy the back end because we needed a product that was fast to market, that we could get up and running very quickly once we made the decision to go. But also we had to buy something that would be agile and stay, have a team of people, you know, especially with 3G, they've been very committed, at least for us. Mitch, their CEO, has been walking hand in hand with us the whole way. So that kind of buy-in was very important. So once we made a decision to buy, we had to buy from someone that we felt would develop with us and really listen to our voice as we went along.
You know, that last point you brought along, I mean, it's something I'm hearing more and more from companies, not only logistics service providers, but also shippers when it comes to finding a technology partner, particularly a TMS, is mm-hmm. looking for just that, a partner, not a vendor. And it sounds that, you know, that was something that you were looking for when you made that decision was, and that's been the experience, and it's been a partnership approach, you know, in terms of aligning, you know, what your goals and objectives and what you're looking to do over the next few years with kind of their ability to, you know, support that and help, you know, support, you know, that vision and that those goals that you have, you know, moving forward from a TMS standpoint. So what have been some of the benefits, you know, you have achieved, you know, to date with the TMS and what's next in terms of the capabilities or services that you're looking to enable?
Yeah, I would say, you know, it's really coming at it, you know, we're talking about 3G here. So from our 3G backend system, I would say there's a couple things. So, you know, we just launched My Henry TMS, and really the exciting thing that we were able to build in by tapping into our 3G brokerware there was the ability to display all of our rates, whether it be assets or non-assets, through an active API model. So it allowed us to spin that up very quickly and have a really robust rating engine on the back end to accomplish that. So from an accomplishment standpoint, I think that's been very successful for us. We're just getting that to market. The market's responding very favorably to that. And then as far as upcoming, I would say, you know, the big and bulky final mile resi piece in the logistics space is just such a hot button between you know, the number of people that are buying online, especially now everyone's moving to buying furniture and, you know, big items online. And then when they get them, they decide, hey, the color doesn't match, so I need to return it. You know, it's just a tough space. And oh, by the way, I want it for free on the delivery side and I want to return it for free. It's just a tough space to really get your arms around and actually make money at it. So the thing that we really like, and I know I mentioned it earlier about the 3G platform, is they've got multi-leg functionality in there for us where how we segment those moves between first mile, middle mile, final mile, how we involve our contract warehouses that we have and manage, being able to manage each piece of that move along the way to really leverage all of the assets that we have with our giant fleet of tractors and trailers, along with the asset light side, having that dynamic routing model in the back end is really going to allow us to compete very favorably in that space, and we're very excited about that piece.
Yeah, no, certainly that piece of the market, that segment of the market is, you know, it's got the spotlight on it right now. A lot of growth opportunities. You're certainly seeing mergers and acquisitions in the space taking place there. But you're right. I mean, I think, you know, part of the challenge is how do you do that profitably? You know, that's always the challenge in all aspects of transportation, particularly with, you know, consumer expectations for, you know, quote unquote free, even though, you know, shipping is never never free. But I think that's where optimization obviously comes in, right? And that's why you can't do these types of things on a spreadsheet or on a whiteboard, because it's such a complex, you know, problem when you're dealing with the number of assets that you're dealing with and the number of terminals and the number of warehouses and so forth. You know, you really need that kind of optimization to, you know, figure out the most profitable way to, you know, execute on these things. You know, Sonny, we're running short on time here, so I'm just going to go right to my last question. I mean, in light of everything that we've, you know, talked about, you know, so far, I mean, what advice would you give to other companies that are looking to leverage technology, you know, a TMS or other logistics technology to support a new business like you guys have been doing now with Henry Logistics?
Yeah, I mean, I would say it's not an option, right? So the way our environment is going, it seems to be changing, you know, about every 6 months. So you have to fully embrace technology, you know, and everything that goes along with it. And to do that, you really have to have smart logisticians on your very front line that understand your business, that can help integrate the business and the technology. We've been very fortunate to be able to find a number of those people. I would say you've got to have a firm grasp on where you're going. You know, there's a lot of options in the marketplace. And if you don't have a firm grasp of what you want to do and who you want to be, you can get distracted very quickly. So you got to know where you want to go, what the solution is. And then I would say you got to be agile and be able to augment your platform or your business as you go. So We at Henry Logistics have invested heavily, not only in our tech stack, but we've really got into the data science space. So we've brought on data scientists, full stack developers that truly find opportunities that we didn't know existed before. And that really goes across all of our business. So whether it's our carrier optimization, whether it's predictive price modeling, whether it be sales predictive analysis, it's really marrying all those pieces together and then have a partner similar, you know, we talked about 3G being agile, have a partner that can take those ideas, bolt them onto your TMS system, and then push them out to your customer to give them a solution. So you've got to embrace all of that and be flexible and dynamic and have, you know, honestly, I know we mentioned you got to have the right partners to be able to pull all that together.
Yeah, great advice there. I mean, I love the one about, you know, having clear defined objectives or knowing where you want to go, right? And particularly when it comes to technology, sometimes it's very easy to become enamored with the latest buzzwords, whether it's, you know, machine learning or artificial intelligence or blockchain or whatever the case might be. But, you know, if you really don't understand how you want to apply technology and, you know, what is the desired outcome that you're trying to achieve, you know, you might be investing in the wrong pieces. I love the fact about the people and the role of people, and particularly data scientists these days, because there's a lot of data and a lot of information, you know, that TMSs can provide, but it's then being able to, you know, look at that and then understand, you know, how can you, you know, provide some insight and advice to clients or even internally to operations to, you know, run more intelligently and, you know, achieve greater benefits at the end of the day. And then at the end of the day, you know, today's reality is going to be different than the reality 6 months from now or a year from now.
That's right.
So all of this has to be, you know, configurable, and you have to have the ability to really, you know, keep pace with all of the changes happening in the industry, and your technology has to keep pace as well to be able to, you know, make those changes. Well, Sonny, I appreciate you making the time, you know, to be with us today. Like I always say, we always just manage to scratch the surface on these topics, but you provided some great insights and advice there relative to your experience there at Henry Logistics. So again, thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian, and I appreciate the time as well. I'll come back anytime.
Great. Well, listen, I know you're out in Kansas City. I'm out here in Boston.
Yep.
So the Chiefs and the Patriots are going to go at it, you know, this weekend. So, you know, maybe we'll have to come back after the that game, and, you know, one of us will have to pay the other some kind of compensation for, you know, or maybe we'll wear each other's jerseys if whoever loses.
There you go. Hopefully we're talking about a Chiefs win.
All right. Well, hey, they had a great season.
All right.
I want to thank those of you that,
Adrian.
Great. I want to thank those of you that joined us today, either at the 3G TMS website or at Talking Logistics. If you are watching this on the on demand. If you got a question or a comment for Sonny, you can post it there, and I'm sure he'll be more than happy to respond via that medium.
Yep.
Again, thank you for joining us, and look forward to seeing you in a future episode of Talking Logistics. Have a great day.
Thanks.